All right. It's Friday. It's happy hour. It's the Morning Hog Show and Riggs and Guy Brew Review. Josh Amelia from S.R. Perron. Woo! Yeah, man. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with applauding for ourselves because we get to crack the seal on a weekend of tasty beverages. S.R. Perron style. Of course, srperron.com. You can go track down the beer finder and find any and all of these great flavors. Where are we going today? I see a nice little palette of cans and bottle.
Yeah, we got some new stuff and a little bit older stuff and just kind of decided to mix it up today.
Okay, I like it. You know, this won't shock you guys, but I do enjoy, as does Guy, beer. And so we have four tasty beers to enjoy today. Where are we starting?
So we got a new, let me rephrase that. A seasonal from Bell's that we just got back in. It's their Flamingo Fruit Fight.
Whoa.
Which is very difficult to say.
Flamingo Fruit Fight?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good.
So, two flamingos walk into a bar.
Go ahead.
Now you gotta finish.
And there's a fruit fight.
You text in the end of that joke to 386-257-0324, and you might win yourself Guy's hat. All right, now this is, I've never had this beer before.
So this is a passion fruit and lime tart ale, so it has a little bit of tartness to it. It's not quite into that sour realm where it, you know, gets you in the back of the throat.
Okay.
Just something, you know, enjoyable and nice summer beer.
I feel like somebody just cracked open some fruit cocktail right there for sure.
I like the nose on it.
Mm.
That's good.
That is good.
That is a sweeter... The nose says more sour than the flavor. You were right, Josh. This doesn't attack you.
Yeah, it's really good.
Right.
You're right.
Yeah, it's not offensive.
No,
some of them can be.
You're right. It's almost on the verge of being a sour. It's just tiptoeing to the line. It's not there yet.
Exactly.
Now, what fruits are fighting in this again?
So this is passion fruit and lime.
Okay.
Right.
I think the passion fruit is winning.
Who are you rooting for? Because I like them both. I think they get along.
Flamingo.
No doubt.
There is no flamingo in this beer.
No, and here's a fun fact about flamingos. Again, contrary to this beer, if you go to like a zoo to see them, they are they are aromatic and not in a great way. But this beer smells great. This smells good.
You know why flamingos are pink, right?
Yes.
How
I
come?
Do. I do.
Let's hear it.
All the shrimp they eat.
No, it's from drinking this beer.
Yeah. Boom. You just got flamingoed. I don't know. Sounds like it could be a thing. But that's very tasty. And boy, that is hazy as hell, isn't it?
Yeah. So this only clocks in at 5%, so it's an easy drinker. You know. Just roll through the whole six pack if you want.
Done.
Well, when you've kind of maybe stagnated in a beer flavor, this is a great burst to kind of intermittently go during the weekend if you're on a little bit of a run.
That's a special release, so if you see it out there on the shelves, grab it now because it won't be around for very long.
Okay, it's been distributed. It's there for you. You can go get it at srperron.com, and of course, we'll tell you some places you can find it coming up.
So what's really cool, if you check out the Bell's website, they actually have a cocktail recipe for this beer, and it's kind of like a tequila sunrise. And, you know, we talk about mixing things up a little bit all the time, so go check that out.
Sure. Nice. A little hybrid. I like it.
Consider it done.
I see a can that I have seen this in my hand many times.
Good. Because it is the fastest growing beer in craft right now.
Is it really?
Yep.
It is. It is what?
This is Sierra Nevada's Hazy Little Thing.
I wonder why, and look, I don't want to say that I'm responsible for it, and we should, and in full fairness, Guy and I should mention, this is the official beer of intern Steve.
And he just got a gentleman's pour.
Yeah, that's very nice of you.
I mean, this is a great, great beer, and these were recently in some sort of discounted situation at some store that I shopped at and bought a lot of them.
They were on BOGO for a little while there.
Oh, that was, I told my kids, I'm like, listen, we're not going to get groceries this time. Daddy's going to buy some other stuff. But next time, next time we go to Publix, you'll be able to get groceries. All right. So what is so magical about this hazy IPA?
So number one, it clocked in at 6.7%.
Not bad.
Only 35 IBUs. So it's not super bitter or anything like that. And that kind of goes because it's so hazy New England IPA.
Right.
That's delicious.
You know, hazy IPAs and New England IPAs are a thing now.
I think it's because it's unfiltered. I mean, I was never a big IPA person, and then I started drinking the hazy IPAs, and those got me. It's good.
Because you get that little bit of that juicier flavor, more of the citrus rather than the bitterness. And that's, we talked about it before. You have the hop heads out there, but you also have a crowd out there that wants to kind of shy away from the bitterness a little bit and enjoy the more of the citrus notes of the hops.
Yeah, this is, you definitely get those on the, I get that on the back end of my palate. I get those citrus notes, but man, I love this beer. In fact, I'm going to say, Guy, you can bleed me if you want to. I f***ing love this beer. I love this statement. Great advice from Josh. All right, round two of Riggs and Guy Brew Review coming up next with Josh and Amelia from SR Perot right here on the Morning Hog Show on 95.7 The Hog.